We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to the 21 and Up Tone Deaf episode.
We are not tone deaf.
That was just, it was a little off key, it was a little pitchy. That's embarrassing. I am in an a cappella group.
Yeah, Amy, you should have carried this.
Okay,
theme song.
You started the key. You led the song.
What key was I in?
I don't know.
I made it up.
I'm not
Z in the key of Z.
Yeah. It was actually Q.
Q?
Sharp. Q sharp.
Q minor.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't ever hung out with us before, my name is Amy.
And I'm Destiny.
And I think I'm gonna puke. We just had a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, and I kind of had a weird combination. Like, I wasn't super hungry, so I ordered their buffalo chips and macaroni.
It looked good.
It was good, but the two together.
I got the snack size boneless Parmesan garlic chicken wings, which is what I always get. But the snack size was like 7.
Yeah, it was big.
And fries.
It was a lot of food.
What? But it was our farewell lunch for internship. They took us out to lunch and it was so sweet.
I know. I guess we really haven't mentioned on the podcast that technically our internship ends tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, yours ends today. Mine ends tomorrow. But don't worry. We'll still be bringing you the podcast.
Yeah. You know, all of our fans, we want to keep hanging out.
Yeah. We just had so many fans call and email and text us.
They're
we're like, no.
Don't stop the podcast.
You have to continue.
Yeah. So,
we are.
I guess, like, you wanted it. So here we are.
You know, I think we actually hit like 5,000 all-time listens.
Oh my gosh, I was just looking at that.
Did we hit 5,000 yet?
Yeah.
Yay!
My mom called me and was like, how's your podcast looking? What are your stats? And I said, I can look that up, Caroline. So I took out my internet machine and I looked it up. And there we are. That was
cool.
Really a good story. Sorry.
That's probably like so low compared to everyone else. But,
you know, minor baby steps.
Right.
Baby steps.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, Destiny teased a little bit in our last episode that we were going to talk about some conspiracies this holiday season.
It's a conspiracy Christmas.
It's beginning to look like a conspiracy Christmas.
So I know this is super random, like in a really random time. We talked about doing a conspiracy episode around Halloween, I think.
Oh, yeah, because it's spooky.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. So why not do it around Christmas?
Because, you know, what better way to get in the holiday feels than questioning everything you ever believed in
than a good old conspiracy theory. I don't know if I don't think a lot of people know this about me, but I'm like a huge conspiracy theorist. Like, I will watch any conspiracy documentary, video, show. I listen to a conspiracy podcast. I do it all. And I'm like super into it.
So you're an expert?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So I have a list of the like 10 most popular conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
These are like the America's most believed.
Okay.
Okay. So the number one most, which I thought this was weird because this is, I don't even know if I believe in this. I don't think I do. A secret group controlling the world, AKA the Illuminati.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
But isn't that kind of a weird one to be the number one most believed conspiracy theory?
I think just because so many people talk about the Illuminati that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they truly believe in its power, but I think everyone believes it exists.
Okay.
Or not like everyone, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, Beyonce is running the Illuminati is what I heard.
Yeah. To be fair, I have seen videos of her. Have you seen those videos where she like, you know, she has like her alter ego and she basically like turns into a different person on stage?
No.
It is pretty creepy.
I one time saw a video that said her and Lady Gaga were both in the Illuminati, but that was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like paying attention.
At this point now, celebrities just kind of like poke fun at it. Because, you know, you'll see like pictures of them doing the triangle and
yeah,
like doing stupid stuff. But I feel like now they're just doing that to piss people off and to.
So say Blue Apollo music makes it big. Shout out Bay. Is my boyfriend gonna have to join the Illuminati?
He might. Or would you be okay with that?
I mean, I would prefer that he didn't, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay, next one. Lizard people, aka reptilians, are running the world.
So is Beyoncé also?
Have you heard about this one?
No.
This is a really weird one. And apparently 12 million Americans believe this in a 2013 national survey. Isn't that
where
weird?
Are these people?
I've heard this about this conspiracy theory a lot, and I just don't really know where people get it. So what they believe is that the government is actually controlled by shape-shifting reptilian aliens who have been lording power over humans to make them into mindless slaves for their own purposes.
What?
Isn't that just really bizarre? But people actually believe this.
I mean, I guess you could.
I watched.
There's no proof that it's not true.
No, I watched this video one time and it was really stupid. But they were trying to make it so convincing, like Miley Cyrus was a reptilian, like a lizard person, and they're like zooming in on this zipper. On they were like, this is really her human zipper. Like,
oh yeah, because
she's just wearing like a human costume, but she's really a lizard.
So Miley Cyrus, dressed as Hannah Montana, is basically three costumes.
Basically.
So it's a lizard dressed as Miley Cyrus, dressed as Hannah Montana.
Homegirl wakes up as a lizard, brushes her teeth, washes her face. Then she puts on her Miley Cyrus costume. Then she also has to put on a Hannah Montana costume.
Best of all three worlds.
You get the best of three worlds because I'm a lizard and I'm controlling all of you.
I was going to do another verse and I lost it.
It's okay. You can't keep up. That's why I'm leading the acapella group. Okay. This next one. I'm curious to see your thought about this. Aliens are contacting us. Basically just aliens in general.
The existence of aliens.
And that they're contacting us.
Existence, 100%. The universe is freaking huge.
Yeah.
Like, we live in one solar system. Aliens, maybe not in our solar system, but there's like 500 billion other solar systems. You're telling me there's not a single alien, and there's not a single other life form in the whole universe? No.
So do you think they're like, what do you think these aliens are? Like, what do they look like? What do they do?
I don't see that part. I haven't gotten that far, but I'm just like, you know,
I have a hard time believing it. Like, I love watching shows about aliens, but I feel like there hasn't been enough credible evidence.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any proof that we have ever contacted an alien.
Okay.
That I'm not
sure. You just
sure
think
of.
They may be out there.
I just feel it's a big universe.
See, me and Justin had a very deep conversation about this, and I was like, you know, I think if there were aliens out there, they're not going to be like, I don't know if they would have intelligence.
I don't think they're trying to take over the world like every movie we see.
Yeah.
I just, like, okay, even if you want to take a religious standpoint on it, I don't think there's nowhere that was like, oh, God only created one world.
Yeah.
You know? He could be doing this whole thing in a whole other
God
place.
God could have been just putting little green aliens on the moon.
2017 could have been a much better year in a different solar system.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know. It's not that I don't believe it, I just don't know. And I feel like as far as them trying to contact us, like, there's never just been enough, unless the government's trying to cover that up, which is what most people believe.
What would they be? I don't know.
If they
want to come here, they can, like, help me buy my Christmas presents. They probably have some cool alien currency. I'm broke. Ooh, they can come, and I'll capture one. And I'll sell it.
Oh, no, they're probably nice.
No. Okay, not capture. Like, capture a photo and be like, proof. Pay me rights for this photo.
Well, you know, the whole, I think it was the Roswell thing where, like, the farmer, there was an alien crash site, and then the government tried. Okay, the government really did cover that up because the farmer was like, oh, no, there was, like, a 4-foot-tall green man, blah, blah, blah. So it turns out, like, the government, you know, police came out. This was just a weather balloon that crashed. But then the government came back out a few months later and said, sorry, that was a cover up. It was actually like a military, like they were testing out a new military weather balloon or like military object or something.
To fight the aliens?
No, the government didn't say it was aliens. They said it was just like the object that crashed because he was thinking it was a spaceship because it was like weird metal that like, you could not bend even with a hammer and like, it was weird. But if you haven't looked up that, it's really interesting.
I really need to get more on top of my conspiracy game.
You do, because I know a lot and it's not okay.
Yeah, but now you can educate me.
Yeah, Except I probably get a lot of the facts wrong. So go fact check me. Okay, so keeping on the outer space topic, the moon landing was fake.
Yeah, that's just dumb. I have heard that one.
I don't believe it. But I could see where people would think this because we were in a race with the Russians, basically, on who could get to the moon first.
Right, right, right.
And, like, I believe that we've gone to the moon. But I could also see where the first moon landing was fake because we were just trying to prove to the Russians that, like, hey, look, we got here first. Even though we may have just been videotaping it. But yeah. I don't think technology was, like, I don't think it was good enough to... I don't know.
Well, I've seen some petty bull. You know,
I've seen people try to reenactment, and it did look like a moon landing with like the same type of equipment they would have had back in the 60s, 70s.
It was 1969.
69. I just saw that on my article.
I know that because I was going to say, do you remember the episode of Even Stevens? Where did you just watch that show?
I did.
Okay,
but...
okay. So there's an episode where Ren, she like didn't do her homework or something, and she like overslept. And she had a paper due about the moon landing. And the only thing that she had studied was that it was the musical episode, which is really good for this theme that we keep singing in this podcast. But she, like, falls asleep and she has a dream that she's writing her paper. And the only thing she knows is that they went to the moon in 1969. And so she just starts singing, they went to the moon in 1969.
That's
when they
made
a landing that was lunar. And then she fails, and then everyone just goes, Ren got an F.
That was such a good show.
Yeah, so I'll never forget when they went to the moon.
Huh. Good. But yeah, apparently supporters of this idea point to things such as the flag appearing to move in photos from the moon, something that should not have happened because there's no wind in space.
Oh.
So that's why people are like, what?
Well, we're not just in, like, outer space. Like, we're on the moon. There's a gravitational pull.
Yeah. Apparently, this was disproved by pointing out the flag only appears to move during the moment of unfurling something, which would happen even without wind. I don't know. I think this theory has pretty much been disproved, but people still believe it.
I think it happened. I think...
I do, too.
I'm going to go with Ren on this one.
So this next one is really interesting that I heard... from when a friend telling me about it, and I didn't know until after that, but chemtrails.
Who?
Chemtrails. Hear me out. This idea says that the trails you can spot in the sky behind planes are actually called chemtrails, some kind of chemical spray by the government to control the population. Of course, the trails are just contrails created by the combination of vapor from the plane's engine combined with low temperatures at night altitude. So this is pretty much disproved. But I've heard ever since my friend mentioned it, I've heard people talk about it. And apparently a lot of people in America believe that.
I used to just think it was boats in the sky.
I just thought it was, like, smoke coming out of a plane's butt.
I just literally never thought about it.
Yeah.
Other than when I was a kid and I thought it was, like, the wake of a boat.
Oh. Looks like that. Yeah. But I could see that.
I was like, oh, God is sailing in the sky. What? Honestly, that was pure and innocent and joyful.
Oh, another good one is that Tupac is not really dead.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. And he's in Cuba?
In Cuba, yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm for it. I really want to go to... Well, I don't know, because now we're allowed to visit Cuba.
Yeah, so he's probably like...
So he's like, oh...
Terrified now. He's like, oh, crap,
they're
going to
find me. So what happens when we find Tupac in Cuba? Are we just going to
force
him?
He comes back with a diss track.
Yeah.
On some
sick beats.
On whoever made it, you know.
Some new bops.
Yeah. Did Trump make that where we could go to Cuba or Obama?
I want to go with Obama.
Well, he comes out with a diss track against Obama because now he's pretty much blown a secret. But I did not know this, but did you know Tupac's murder was never solved?
What?
Yeah.
Ugh, they would not stand for this in Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
He was cremated the day after he died.
Okay, so, he's in Cuba, man.
Yeah.
Whose body did they burn in his place?
I don't know. That's why it's a conspiracy theory.
This reminds me of that one about Avril Lavigne.
Ooh,
I don't know if that was on your list, but
no, it wasn't. But I'm glad you brought that up because that like shook Twitter for a few days.
Yeah, like see you later, boy.
I did not. Okay, honestly, the first time I read that, I didn't even believe it though, because it was just the pictures and everything. Like you could tell it was obviously because you know they had a picture of old Avril Lavigne and like new Avril Lavigne. They're like,
okay, she got older and she changed her hair.
Right, and I'm pretty sure she got a nose job. Like, people can get nose jobs. But you know what they say? Always look at someone's ears.
Ooh.
Like, if you don't know if trying to compare two people. Because apparently your ears never change shape. Like, they grow, I think, as you get older. Yeah. But they don't change shape.
I have a friend that got ear surgery, though.
Okay. Unless you get ear surgery, then they don't change shape.
I should start doing that, though, because I don't know about you, but my Instagram Explore page is a lot of like fitness transformations. And so it's always like this really, really heavy woman and then this super buff bodybuilder. And it's like, there's no way for me to tell if this is the same person. You look so different. And I just want to believe it's not. But I literally cannot tell.
Yeah, just, I mean, look at the ears. Speaking of Tupac still being alive, you know, people think that Michael Jackson is still alive too.
What?
Yeah.
What's he up to?
And apparently, you know, his daughter thinks that he was murdered.
I forgot how he died, if it wasn't
murder. It was overdose by sleeping pills.
Yeah, I love to see that. That is so fun.
Because his doctor that prescribed him the pills, like, went to prison.
Oh.
Because it was, like, really intense. I think it was more for, like, surgery, like, to put you to sleep during surgery.
Okay, this girl's ears are covered. But I think it's the same person.
They probably do that on purpose, like make them cover their ears so nobody can tell.
But they have like the same nose.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry.
You can also, I mean, I know people can change their eyebrow shapes, but like, look at eyebrows, hairlines.
Didn't Kylie change her hairline? Kylie Jenner?
She probably did.
Because
conspiracy theory, Kylie Jenner is not pregnant. What do you think?
She just is. I think she is.
Why has she not revealed it though?
Because they're waiting to do it on their family Christmas card. They talked about it on the Kid Craddock Morning Show this morning.
Oh, my God.
Were you asleep?
I was, actually. I was enjoying my day off.
Yeah. Every day that I don't come in, like, the next day, Russ will be like, yeah, I don't know if you heard this on the show. And I'm like, I sure didn't.
Yeah, I was asleep between 6 and 10, so.
I try to make up for it on the days that I don't come in.
So, there's this really weird theory that I'm, like, kind of obsessed with. And I don't believe it. I just think it's really bizarre. There's a theory called the Hollow Earth Theory. Basically, this came from a guy that I think he was like flying or something. He was flying a plane. I don't know if he crashed or passed out, went into a coma, something. But he woke up and he was like, dude, there's in the middle of the earth, there's a whole nother like world.
What?
Like there's another sun. There's people living down there. And it's really interesting. I don't think it's scientific at all.
That's the aliens that are trying to contact
But he
us.
He says like it's in the very center of the earth, which I don't think scientists can get to. So technically nobody knows. But he says there's like,
but why would he know? Did he have a vision when he was in the
Apparently
coma?
He went there.
Yeah, no.
And he's not the only one. There's like other people who've claimed they've been there before. But they say it's like a perfect world and like people are really big and there's like mammoths walking around and people like everybody has like blonde hair. It's really bizarre, but it's really interesting if you look it up.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'll do when I'm done with my job.
Just look up conspiracy, become a conspiracy theorist expert.
When I'm between jobs, I'll become a conspiracy theorist expert and I'll put on my resume. It'll
Perfect.
Be my interesting fact. When they're like, so what are your hobbies? How do you de-stress? I'll say, I just read conspiracy theories.
It's just so interesting. And it's so easy to like fall down a rabbit hole with conspiracy theories. Like,
I think it honestly would stress me out if I got too into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let it ruin your life or anything, but
don't let it ruin your Christmas.
Okay. The Denver airport. Have you ever been to the Denver airport?
Maybe. Unless this is a trick question.
It's not.
Okay.
It's a real place.
It doesn't exist. I mean, I've been to Denver, I'm pretty sure.
Have you flown to Denver?
I've flown to Colorado and I can't remember where I flew into.
Oh.
That's my issue.
Okay.
It's been a few years, but anyway.
So apparently the Denver, and it is creepy. I've been there. they have this blue, like, giant statue of this blue, like, devil horse. And he's huge, like, this big statue. And he has red glowing eyes. And apparently, and this is, I think this is, like, true. The artist or the guy that was building him, the horse fell over on him and killed him.
Yeah.
And now he's, like, an evil horse.
Ooh.
And it is really creepy, like, driving up to the airport because his eyes glow red and he looks...
So why do we still have the horse?
I don't know.
Sounds like everyone hates it.
Yeah.
It's ruining my
people are,
experience.
Like, terrified of it.
Okay, well, just scared of
it. But that's not it. They say the Denver airport, it has a lot of weird, like, art in it. Like, a lot of art with, like, a post-apocalyptic world. And, like, they have, like, a lot of, Freemasons? That little... Nobody really knows what it is. They have a lot of, like, Freemason artwork stuff there. And they apparently they have, like, this big underground area. And nobody really knows what it's for or, like, what's down there. Some people just say there's, like, another city down there. Or they're, like, hiding. The government's, like, hiding stuff down there. But because apparently the airport was supposed to, I don't know the amount, but supposed to be, like, so much money to build. And they went, like, way over budget, like millions of dollars over budget, and nobody knows why. I'm sure someone does, but the public does not know why.
The CFO probably knows.
Really, he was just like adding some really unnecessary like stuff.
Ooh,
yeah, it's creepy. Very interesting though.
So I don't want to fly into Denver. That's what you're telling me.
I mean, I've been there a couple times. I'm fine, but
okay, we survived.
I survived the Denver airport.
Oh, we could get a t-shirt made. Let's start that. Nobody can copy that, okay?
We'll trademark it. Copyright it.
TM. I actually just thought of this conspiracy that I've heard of for for a few years. So, like, there's this idea that, like, Santa's not real and it's, like, our parents.
What?
Like, isn't that absurd?
Are you freaking kidding me? What?
I know. Like, what do you think? My parents are just gonna like buy me presents? No,
that's a big load of bull.
Yeah, I know.
How old were you when you found out Santa was not real?
What did I?
I mean, what?
I don't know. Probably fifth grade. Like, or I don't know. I don't know if I ever found out. Because,
like, you just kind of started suspecting he, like, wasn't real.
I'm the youngest of three. And my brother and sister are 5 and 6 years older than me. And so it just kind of like stopped being real. And like one year, I don't even know if I had an official moment where I was like, Mom, like, I don't believe in Santa anymore. I just was like, I don't know. I think it was just understood at a certain point.
Okay.
I did have a moment playing in my mom's closet when I was a kid where I found what I had asked Santa for Christmas. And I was like, Mom, you got me a Barbie Grand Hotel. And she's like, no, that's...
Dude, I had a Barbie Grand Hotel.
Yeah, it's all I wanted. And then she told me, she's like, oh, no, that's for your cousin Christina. I'm just hiding it here. Because I was like, why do you have this? I asked this from Santa. And I don't know. I was like 4 years old and I wasn't even shook when I opened the Barbie Grand Hotel on Christmas. And then, like, my cousin never got one. I never put those together that, like, I don't know, Santa delivered.
That's funny. I think my grandma told my cousin and me. My cousin, he's a year younger. I think we were like 5 and 6. Like, we were young. And he said something about Santa. And my grandma was like, oh, honey, Santa's not real.
Oh. Yeah, you don't ruin it. Honestly, my mom will still say that Santa's real, but not like the man flying around. But she's like, Santa, like, is the spirit of Christmas. It's like believing in Santa is like believing in just giving and like goodness and the holiday spirit.
Okay.
And I was like, ugh, you're so pure.
Well, so now that we talked about conspiracy theories that are like somewhat believable, I have like this really stupid list of actual conspiracy theories that are just outrageous. The Beatles never existed.
No, they did.
And there's actually not a lot of explanation on these theories. So I'm just
Can I just make up my own post it online? But conspiracy. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know,
all dogs are cats.
To be fair, you can make up a conspiracy theory about anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's...
Oh, this one's funny. President Obama can control the weather. I'm sure this has something to do with, like, climate change or whatever, but... the Earth is still flat.
No. No.
I really have to pee. I've had to pee since we started, so. Be back in 5.
Okay.
And with the power of editing, I'm back. Okay. The earth is still flat.
Yeah, that's dumb. It's just, you know.
Oh, I thought this one was really funny. Saved by the Bell was a vehicle for the Illuminati.
I mean, if the Illuminati is real, I believe it.
The poor Saved by the Bell kids. The moon doesn't exist.
What?
I can't explain why, but this is a theory.
Okay.
Jay-Z is a time-traveling vampire. I really can't. I don't even know how to...
What about those? I believe the thing about Keanu Reeves. Have you seen all those pictures that he's a vampire?
That he like never ages?
Yeah, because there's all those paintings from years and years ago.
Dinosaurs helped build the pyramids. Again,
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Okay, but is it really that far-fetched? I mean, I'm not very good at history and I don't really know the timeline. But like pyramids are old and dinosaurs are old.
Yeah, no. Because Ice Age and all that stuff, and you kind of the meteor wiping out the dinosaurs.
I mean, I'm sure there's like a ton of years between the two, but what if we got a, you know, someone messed up on the timeline and really like dinosaurs were chilling with people during the pyramid days? I mean, there could have
been some.
What if there was like leftover dinosaurs?
Leftover dinosaurs.
Like all the other dinosaurs that kind of died already, but like some had lived.
Like a lizard?
But, like, really, really big ones that could help carry stone and building materials for pyramids.
I think the proof in that would be in the hieroglyphics in the pyramids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy Drude.
There's a lot of hieroglyphics of aliens.
Ah, full circle.
So, what if the aliens are the dinosaurs? They took dinosaur form.
Oh, my God.
It's not that far-fetched.
No, it's just, no, the dinosaurs are the humans wearing the lizards wearing the human costume. They took off their human costume to have their big lizard form to carry everything. Sorry, the lights just got really bright.
It's the Illuminati coming for us.
I don't know. Everything's blending together. Nothing is real. That's it.
Well, okay, this last one, we'll end on this one. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction, his baby is fake.
I mean, I've never seen his baby, so like, I don't know.
Okay, apparently Freddie isn't real, but rather the latest strand spun by One Direction's PR team to ensure that Louis's relationship with Harry Styles isn't revealed to the world.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they're saying for each other. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I had heard that once. Do you think it's like that creepy CGI baby from Twilight?
Oh, it could be.
I have no idea, though. I mean, it could be a real baby. It just could not be his.
You never know.
I don't know enough about Louis. I have the least interest in him.
He wasn't at Jingle Ball, was he?
No. Okay, why is Harry Styles going to date Louis? He's the most bland one.
Yeah, I agree.
He could. Oh, no. Him and Zayn would have beautiful children.
I don't agree. That one we saw at Jingle Ball was the most ordinary looking person.
Yeah, but he's a better singer.
What was his name?
It's Liam.
Liam. I was going to say Zayn.
No. Okay, if you can't know Zayn, he's like runner-up to most important. Obviously, Harry's most important.
I think
I say the word important weird.
Important?
Yeah. And it was
I don't
important,
say it like that. Important.
But I always use D's, I think, instead of
important.
T's.
I do that in a lot
of words.
And now
I'm overthinking it. I'm sorry. That was not relevant.
Well, I hope that everyone goes and Googles and gets trapped in a rabbit hole with all these conspiracy theories.
So you can spend your holiday break
just Googling conspiracy theories. I think by the time we post this episode, it's going to be Christmas or close to Christmas. It'll be like 2 days before Christmas. So
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler. Happy Christmas.
And Happy New Year. Hope your resolutions don't disappear after a day.
Because mine definitely will.
I don't even think I'm going to make one. I've given up on it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have any. There's no point. I don't ever think
I have
them,
no
so.
Goals.
I have no goals. Well, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead, like, and subscribe on Apple Podcast and follow us on Instagram, 21 and Up Podcast. I hope you have a great day.